am.
You are ready.
Go I on. Am ready, steady, go.
Okay, this is already
on. I knew that you were going to do this. I would expect you that. Yes, but...
Okay, we are absolutely too loud. I'm just going to turn ourselves down a little bit. So, like, okay, ground. Perfect. Ground.
It's working. It's rolling. The show is rolling. Yeah. After an hour of prepping.
Jesus Christ. We're like in a new studio. It's complicated.
Another studio again, guys. I feel like I've been moving from... I don't know, studio to studio. My life doesn't have a stability anymore.
Nope.
You know? That's what's going on.
But what we are going to try to do is to make this episode stable. Because just saying, guys, if you listened to last week.
Oh my gosh.
It was quite a journey.
Like onions and carrots and what was it?
And those crowny things.
Yeah, the crowny flowers.
And yes.
Artichokes, that's what they
are. Artichokes, yes.
Okay, but let's not go back to that, please.
No, because
this is What's the crack? And I'm Kiara.
And I am... Whoa! I wonder, is this too loud?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
This is better.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
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 Okay, perfect.
So I'm Kiara.
And I'm Jolene.
And you're back. This is our Easter special.
Yes. Our episode number 28.
Episode number 28. We have other two to go. Mm-hmm. But let's focus on this one right now.
Yes.
Because we have a lot to say, a lot to chat about.
Yeah, very much.
Very much. And you're going to be listening to this tonight.
Yeah.
But this is pre-recorded, sadly. Yeah. So we're back at the pre-recording times. Mm-hmm. But that's no excuse because there won't be any cuts. There won't be any, I don't know.
Any mistakes. There won't
any
be.
Mistakes.
Oh, yeah, there will be mistakes because we won't cut it. Yeah,
exactly. We won't cut it. So, like, you take what we give you, okay? Yeah. Just, like, don't comment upon
don't
it.
Don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Just, like, be chill, guys, okay?
But yeah, so this is going to be all about Easter, how it's celebrated here in Ireland,
mm-hmm.
on the campus. Hence, not at all, because everything is dead.
Not at all. What is Easter here? I wonder.
Know.
It's just an excuse to take a break.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, that's
and,
what it is.
How it is celebrated in Sweden.
In Sweden, yeah. And how they're celebrated all over the world.
All over the world.
Guys, I'm not kidding. Jolene is going to tell me a name of a country, and I will tell you
how
it is celebrated. I have it all. I have done studies, and I have prepared fully to this. So...
This is Kiara's big moment.
Yeah, it's my big moment to stand for the world.
Yes. Yeah. And Absolutely. We're going to do bucket listing again. This week, it's the... 10th anniversary, or what do you say?
10th anniversary of bucket listing.
Yeah, and maybe the last bucket listing for this semester.
This season.
This season at least.
So we need an applause.
And it's going to be a very special one, I'd say.
Yeah, it's going to be very special. And we have Barbora again.
Yep.
She's going out in the fields, working. Not in the fields, but like, you know what I mean. Like,
she's doing field work.
She's doing field work. She's becoming a farmer now.
Yep.
So we're going to have loads.
Loads.
Make sure to stay tuned, mm-hmm. and we have a lot to say. Okay.
So let's say we start off with...
With Barbora. Yes. I'm excited to hear. Like,
yeah.
I have this promise, and I don't know if I'm, like putting myself out there with this, but with Barbora, I usually...
Try to accept her, because...
Wow, okay, I really am shocked. Barbora, if you're listening, I'm sorry, I didn't say any of that. No, but I tried not to listen. Oh my god, I'm so...
It just felt this. So, with Barbora, I'm really trying to put myself out there.
I know that's very hard, but I try, no. But like, usually what I try to do is not to listen to the Vox Pops.
Oh, yeah, before.
So that actually I'm, like, kind of listening to it live together with all of you.
Anticipation becomes real.
Build up. So I want to listen to this, actually. So let's go and tune in with Barbora.
Probe into college life with Granny Barbora.
There is one thing which makes my country stand out from the crowd. Easter. I don't think you have ever heard about crazier tradition. On Easter Monday, boys and men groups visit the girl's house. In one hand holding whips sprouted from the branches of willow, and in the other one buckets with cold water. As soon as girl opened the door, they splashed the water on her and hit her with the whip. This is supposed to make girls healthy and beautiful during the whole year. And sometimes, you can end them being sprayed by cheap, stinky cologne. Additionally, girls are supposed to give them small reward. Dyed hard-boiled eggs, ribbon around their ribs, and invite them in for some food and, of course, alcohol. We call this tradition shibachka or oblivachka, which basically describes what is going on the day, hitting girls with weaker whip and splashing them with water. Honestly, this is more just a tradition these days. It is still kind of a big thing in rural areas, but not in the cities anymore. People do not practice it much these days, but in the past, it used to be a big event. And what about you? What are your Easter plans? Do you have any special tradition in your country?
Probably actually just traveling, so not really doing anything because I'm not with my family.
So where are you traveling?
To Scotland. Yeah, Isle of the Skye. So.
And do you have any special Easter tradition from where you are?
Yeah, usually we go to church on whatever day it is usually, and then after that we have like lunch, and then we just do like finding Easter eggs, I guess. That classic thing, I guess, in the States. I don't know.
I'll just be in work, so I'm not going home right then.
I'm going home. We have a memorial run for my dad on Good Friday, so I'm going home for that. So my friends from college are coming home with me.
So I'm hoping to like meet up with my whole extended family and just eat a lot of chocolate and just have a nice dinner, I suppose.
I'm gonna go home. My mum's gonna make me nice dinner and yeah, eat some chocolate and stuff. So yeah, should be fun.
So what's gonna be the nice dinner?
Probably, what do you eat on Easter? Lamb? Yeah, lamb, potatoes, I think.
Now when I'm thinking about it, this is actually the first time ever that I'm not with my family during the Easter. I guess I should do my brother's and dad's job and splash some cold water on me. Because, well, of course I do want to be healthy and beautiful the following year. Anyway, I hope you will all enjoy Easter no matter where you are or what are you doing. Take care of yourself.
That's all from Granny Barbara. Počujeme sa o týždeň.
I'd say that the thing about not listening to it before and really get the experience.
Yes, we really felt all the tension building up and being like, oh my God, what are we airing? Is it really a vox pop? Are we really listening to like a lot of people's voices? Yes, we are.
Yeah.
And Barbara did her job and did some extra homeworks as well.
Yeah, what's...
So she
whipping
talked,
people and
yeah, I found
water.
This out actually. It's like a tradition in Czech Republic that like they actually splash people with water and then the guys whip.
Czech Slovak.
Like
both in Czech. And,
yeah.
Okay.
They whip girls with this kind of thing very gently. That's what he said on the website. to wish them the best for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I found out another tradition that apparently when you get soaked in one of those events, it means that next, the year after that, you're going to get super lucky. And that means you're going to find true love.
Oh, gee.
Apparently, that's like nothing related
to God.
That's
why Barbara is like, okay, I have to do this on my own.
I want to get soaked, guys.
Oh my God, this is turning into something totally different. Whipping and soaking in. Okay.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Let's not think that way, okay? No, yep. But anyways, it was interesting to hear. Of course, an Irish person is going to eat lamb and potatoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, of course. Yep. Like, that's the big dinner for every special event. Lamb and potatoes. That's it.
But it sounds nice.
It sounds nice. It sounds very homey and warm.
Yeah, like stew.
Like a stew. Stew. Yeah, so it's very good. And of course, the Easter eggs hunting in America.
Yeah.
That's like the most famous thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I've never done it, I wish I would have done it like in my childhood.
Have
you not?
Oh my God. I have this craziest story about when I was looking for eggs when I was little.
Okay. I'm scared.
I wonder if we should do it like a little teaser so people stay tuned.
Okay.
Okay, and that is coming up, and then I'm going to talk about another crazy tradition in Sweden, and you're going to cover the whole freaking world.
The whole freaking world. Because I couldn't just pick one country. No,
exactly. It's not like Italy.
No.
That is like the go-to. No.
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 No, that's too easy. That's too easy. Okay, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
So
So, I've been waiting for this. Go ahead, tell us your story.
Okay, the egg hunting story. It was we always hid our eggs in the garden or wherever in the house. We get like maps, scat maps.
Oh, that's cool.
You call it scat maps. Like the thing that you are like a map and then somebody writes.
Sketch maps?
What do you call it?
I don't know.
A casket with all the gold and you hide it somewhere. What's it called? Oh my god, this reminds me of
like the parrots kind of thing?
No, gee, this is going bad.
This storytelling is just. Okay,
treasure map!
Treasure map. Okay.
I just tried to make some Swedish out of it. Whatever. And 1 year, it's always like the parents who hide away the eggs from the children.
Okay.
And 1 year, my mom really wanted to go big.
Okay.
She's always like that, go big or go home. So we were in the cabin in the woods. Okay. It was winter. It was Easter. So of course there was like tons of snow, like
even at Easter you have that month.
Oh, gee, there's like when it haven't started to go away. It had just like added up until
my God.
So it's the most. So it was like 1-2 meters of snow alongside the road, up to the cabin in the woods, and we have like this is like a long road which is only ours. So she hid all these eggs. On the side of the road, hidden in the snow, along the whole road. And this road is like 1,000 meters long. And she didn't remember how many eggs she hid away or she hid them. She had like 30 eggs.
Didn't she put any ins? In the snow?
Nope. She didn't think about it. And then I went out on my skis, tried to look for all these eggs with like a casket on my bag.
Did you find any?
I found many.
Okay.
But I didn't find everything because when I opened them, she realized that there were things missing. So then my cousins and me and my mom all went out on skis along the road to try to find them.
Oh my God.
And then in the summer, first then we realized if we actually found everything or not because then the snow melts away. And yeah, we found everything.
In the summer.
Yeah. No. End of the day.
Okay, in the end
of the
day.
And then, it turns dark as well, so they was and
oh
cold.
Oh, my God. So that's definitely not a good... Like, and even, like, what makes me laugh is the fact that you went out on skis. Like, that's the means of transport that you actually use. Like, some people use cars or bikes. You use skis. Like, I'm grabbing my skis and you're just going out, meeting some friends.
Yeah, 2 meters snow in the... Yep.
That's so fun. That's a whole new world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people just, like, say, I'm putting on, like, flip-flops and I'm going out. Yeah. Like, in the sand. And she's like, no, I'm putting skis. I'm going out in the snow for hours to look for eggs. Okay, that's very funny.
Yeah, but it's like a whole tradition to have a treasure map and like people hide them.
So if she had the map, couldn't you figure out?
Oh, no, she didn't have a map at the time. Normally you do if they're like hidden in, I don't know, the oven or something. But this time...
Rookie mistake.
Yeah, rookie mistake.
But shout out to Julian's mom. Even herself, like when she was putting the eggs... You know, in the snow. Like, I wonder how much work that would have been.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of effort. So. Yeah. So shout out to Julian's mom.
I mean, it's a memory for life. Yeah. Especially since the fail.
But that's how you build great memories, guys.
Oh, yeah.
That's how going out on skis, you know, for eggs.
Like, there's no way you remember the easy way out.
No,
like,
never.
If you go on a... I don't know, you go abroad and then you just like take an all-inclusive hotel and you lay on the beach. You don't really remember those things.
No.
It was nice to have that drink on the beach.
Like
and
the struggle is
the struggle, yes.
What makes a story good, you know? Like if I don't have to work hard for something, I don't want it. Yeah.
So that's why university will be so memorable.
Yeah.
Especially exam times.
Yeah, very memorable. Very great memories.
Group projects.
Work brain, work. That's
a reference to last episode.
Episode, so please listen. Okay, but thank you so much for sharing with us.
Mm-hmm.
But now on to the Swedish tradition.
Okay.
I want to know, how is Easter celebrated in Easter? Like, how is Easter celebrated in Sweden? Thank you. Thank you, brain.
Okay. We always eat this kind of food that we put up on the table every single holiday. Like the smorgasbord.
Okay.
That is, the same for Christmas, for Midsummer, for Easter. Yeah.
Okay.
But one of the things, and we eat eggs and we eat loads of candy. We eat like 7 tons of candy in all Sweden.
That's only crazy. During Christmas.
Yeah, it's crazy. Whatever. And we're only 9 million in the country, so it's a lot.
It's a lot of
candy.
Candy for each person.
Yeah.
Do you actually eat that many? You, yourself?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe you bring down the average. You know? I would bring it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely bring it up. Yes.
So I have to bring it to Sweden, and then we go there for Easter, so we can kind of keep it on the
same. We keep it equal. You eat like 2, I eat 10.
Yeah.
You eat 5, I eat...
5.
No.
Okay, math students. Math.
Please turn off.
For arts.
Okay.
Okay, but one very specific thing about Sweden around Easter is that we dress up as Eastern witches. Small kids have like this kind of blanket upon their heads. You know,
blankets?
I don't know how you call it.
Yeah, I got what you're saying. Yeah.
How do you say it? Like a charlotte around their head.
Is it the bed sheets?
Yeah, you know, these ones.
The pillow covers?
It looks like it, but it's not.
Okay.
But it's like a blanket.
Okay.
And they put it on the... And then we make our cheeks very, very red. And then we put dots all over so that it looks like we have freckles.
And then
we like dress up in this big skirt and we take our bags and we walk around to all the neighbors and ask for candy. Kind of the same as trick or treat, but we do it at Easter as well. Just to...
Okay.
And this is an old folk tale. That traces back to the 17th century.
Oh, wow.
When witches were burnt on the fire, you know, when a witches trial.
Okay.
Those things. And they were like, and they believed back in the days that witches went to this place called Blåkulla, which is...
Okay.
Blue Hills, translated.
Ooh.
During Easter time.
It looks like Halloween to me.
Oh my god. Seriously, a resemblance. And yeah, so during 300 years, there have been this like witch, since 300 years. Yeah. 300 years ago, not still.
Okay,
we're not
having
witch trials in Sweden.
Yes, you do. You're one of them, right?
Yeah, I am. Honestly, mom did some kind of, you know, this ancestry tracing back in the times.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have witches in our family. When I told her that we were going to have, like, a Easter theme, she was like, yeah, but tell them that you have, like, witches in your... back in the day.
Tell them, show off that we have had witches in the past.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's actually very cool. It's cool to say.
Yeah.
Like, I come from a generation of witches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how I am.
So, Wednesday, that TV show, I can absolutely...
Resonate with her, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. No, so it's kind of an old... folk tale.
Okay.
That they believed that we had witches and that we went to this Blue Hill place.
That's very interesting.
And they went there on like, you know, these things that you brush the floor of your house. Oh my god, why is all the English...
Okay, I kind of like
the
carpets.
Version of vacuum cleaner.
Okay, the carpets.
No, not the carpets. The thing that you brush the floor with.
Oh, the...
Sweet.
What do you call it?
Soap.
I don't think that's the name.
Soap. Kvast. Okay, the besom.
No, I don't think that's what you mean.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it broom?
Besom.
The broom?
No, besom. That's what they take to go to
Blue Hill. Witch's thing. Yeah. Okay.
They
take
a besom to go to Blue Hill. So
perfect.
That's weird.
Wow.
So and in the 20th century, people started to dress up their children as witches.
Oh my god!
With these kind of not pillowcases.
It's not too scary though.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's cute.
Not. Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah.
So it's kind of an old tradition, but I don't know. It's
okay, that's cool.
Weird.
No. I think it's like very like personal. Like when I was researching, like. The ways that people celebrate Easter all around the world, it's very personal. Like, you different, like, there's like each country differs from each other in a way that they're like all so original, and that's your way of being original.
Yeah.
Even though I must say that I found out that that was in Finland tradition.
It's not.
I know.
It's not, though.
I know, you corrected me.
It's Swedish-Finnish. And she's Sweden pointing the finger, guys. To Finland back in the days, guys.
She's pointing the finger. I'm scared. Is she going to kill me? She's a witch.
It's almost like this. Yeah. But the Swedish version.
The Swedish version. Which is like the...
Now we start again. It's we're supposed to add to our English vocabulary. It's
it's, I don't know.
Accordion.
Wow, yeah. You're so smart. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But shall I talk about the Italian one before we move on to
world? I'd say so.
I know, because
but should we like keep people anticipating?
Yeah.
And kind of take a little bit break.
And then we'll talk about Pasquetta, guys.
Ah.
Which is a serious measure.
Oh, you say Pasquetta. In Sweden we say Påsk.
But we don't mean Pasqua. We mean Pasquetta. It's a different thing.
But Påsk is...
But it's not like Easter.
Oh.
It's another thing.
Okay.
So stay tuned, guys, because I have a lot to say. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We were supposed to move on, but since I know that we were not going to play any news tonight, so we have 2 full hours. We have 5 more minutes. I can talk a little bit more about Sweden.
Since she wants me to play the Godfather song so often... She just decides to cut me off every single time, guys.
You were so excited about Pasquetta. Now I'm just like, okay, no, I'm just going to add one more thing.
Makes me lose all of the excitement, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, it builds up more excitement, anticipation, you know? Yeah. You always want to be the last. That's like what you say in Italy. You have the best to the last.
Yeah, Dulcis in fundo.
Dulcis.
The sweet at the end.
Dulcis in fundo.
Yeah, exactly.
Dulcis in fundo. Okay,
it's
great.
Very easy, guys.
Okay, but first of all, upon the egg hunt I was talking about, we should have the move of the day because it kind of relates to that.
Yeah.
We have never seen this one.
No.
We just Googled for it.
But
and
that's
found
an excuse
it.
For us to watch an Easter movie on Easter Day. Since the library is going to be closed, guys, we're going to have to find something to do.
That's the Norwegian way of celebrating Easter. Shut everything down.
Shutting everything. Yeah.
No, but it's called Ice Age, the Great Escapade, and it's a 30-second long movie. I was about to say
30 minutes. Wow, that's very short.
Yeah. So the
minutes.
Move of the day is,
and the Oscar goes to
Ice Age: The Great Escapade.
Okay.
Okay.
applause. Round of applause.
Yay.
Okay. Perfect. So.
So.
Do you have to say anything else?
I was about to add something, but you look at me so harshly, so I think that it's best
to
move on.
Go for it. You don't make fun of Pasquetta, first of all, because that's like a very important thing for us Italians.
We have the witches, okay? I have witches in my family. Should you be mad at me in this moment around Easter?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I am that adventurous.
Let me just paint my cheeks red and do those dots on my nose and ask you for candy and you will be horrified with my bosom. Blue Hill Mountain.
You will look like an Halloween costume. Like
I can find some old...
like somebody that was meant to go to an Halloween celebration party but got there too late.
Yes.
Like months later.
I think that's just like the excuse for Swedish people to
to like redo
like
Halloween again.
Yeah.
That's the excuse, yes.
No, but one thing that I was just like, I wonder if this is a thing because on my computer it said that tomorrow, I have this kind of calendar and it always says like tomorrow this is gonna happen.
Okay.
So yesterday it said that this day is actually Skärtorsdag, which is like, I don't know, it's like a skär is just what you do with a knife. I don't know if it had anything to do with that. And torsdag is Thursday. So it's like knife cutting day.
Why? Is it like something religious?
I'm gonna search that one up after you have talked about...
because we do have Saint Thursday, I think it's called.
Okay.
When God dies. And then... Jesus dies, sorry.
Maybe it's because they cut to him.
Yeah, it's possible because they put him on the crucifix and he dies. And then on Sunday, he is reborn. After 3 days, he is reborn. Or is it tomorrow that he dies?
He dies tomorrow because that's called like... It's called Long Fredag, which is like the Long Friday because it's when he dies and everybody's sad and that's why it's so long.
Oh, okay. So Holy Thursday, which is today, is the day during Holy Week that commemorates the washing of the feet and the Last Supper of Jesus Christ. And so it's the 5th day of the Holy Week and it's preceded by the Holy Wednesday and followed by the Good Friday. So tomorrow is the Good Friday, when God actually dies, Jesus actually dies, and then 3 days after he's reborn.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, okay, I found it. Shad, it refers to the story of Jesus when... It's the day when Jesus washed the feet of
washed the feet of all the apostles.
Yes.
Yes, that I think that's the
apostles. Because shad is a thing upon clean, apparently.
Okay, yeah. He washes their feet.
Yeah.
So it's called the washing of the feet, I think it's called. Yeah, the washing of the feet.
So it's basically Clean Thursday. It has nothing to do with cutting and knives.
It's Clean Thursday, yes.
Clean Thursday.
And then they go on and have the Last Supper.
Yeah,
which is even like the famous painting.
Oh yeah,
and you can see like in the famous painting, Judas is the one that looks bad because he's the traitor, and the other ones are also happy and just like all joyful, even though God is dying. So Jesus, oh God, it's Jesus that it's dying.
Oh God, no, God. Jesus, oh God, oh my God.
I always remember forget that there's a difference between God and Jesus, and I say whatever. Okay,
it's a holy Trinity.
It's a holy Trinity. Yeah.
I mean, God is practically Jesus. I mean, it's just like
another but Jesus shape is the Son of God. Yeah, but on Earth.
It's another they version are from of the same person.
Blood. No, they're like same blood and same kind. He's like Jesus. It's God, Jesus is God on earth.
Okay, yeah.
But he's the father of, God is the father of Jesus.
Yeah,
and Jesus is the son of God.
And then we have
because
the
we're all then son
then
of
we
God.
Have the Holy Spirit the... that is like
whatever.
In
this is
them.
Not a religion. This is not a religion lecture, guys. If you want to look up the religious stuff, go ahead, do it. I'm fine.
Yeah. Okay. But whatever. It's the Thursday.
Now
and
it's
then
time
it's
for
the
Italy.
Long Friday, and then it's like Easter day, and then Monday. Do you have anything on Monday?
The first, the Monday after Easter.
Yeah.
That's Pasquetta, guys.
That's Pasquetta.
That's
Pasquetta. Wait, this is a nice transition then. Okay,
yeah,
go on. Because
we
have all
that's
those things.
That's Pasquetta. Well.
Okay.
Yay,
okay.
First of all, I have to say that Easter is very felt in Italy as a religious kind of thing.
So that's why we're talking about God.
Yay. That's why we're talking about God, yes.
Wow.
But the Holy Week starts on the... Palm Sunday. I don't know if you do this, actually.
The thing about
the palms.
Yeah, yeah. We don't do it, but I
because
heard.
That's when he gets into the city where it's Jerusalem, I think. So the legend, like the story or the Bible says that when he entered the city, actually everybody was acclaiming him and waiting for him with palms. And so they were just like entering, he was entering town with palms, like all surrounded by people with palms.
Is that when you do your Easter eggs as their pineapples?
No. No. That's wrapping paper, okay?
Okay.
So yes, we start doing that and we have like a whole like ceremony when we walk around town and then there's a benediction of the palms. So everybody holds like...
You do that?
Yeah, everybody holds it and then the priest just like... gives like
who is walking like Jesus? Is it
nobody,
like one elected
no.
person
there's
per
not,
year?
Not, there's nobody walking like Jesus in our town, but there are people that actually like there are towns that actually do a full on kind of.
But it's almost like the same as like doing the birth of Jesus during Christmas.
Yeah,
time.
And
like
even like the how is it the the way of the cross? You know that like the Via Crucis. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's like. What brings him then to being crucifixed?
Ah.
So all the steps that he makes, because there's a lot of like things that happen to him during the day that he dies.
Okay.
So that's when we reenact everything. And
oh my God.
That's like,
and that's on Friday.
Yeah, and that's on Friday. On the Holy Friday, yeah.
So it was Palm Tuesday.
Palm Sunday. Which is the Sunday before Easter. And then we have the Holy Week, which is, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday... nothing really happens then we have Thursday, which we explained. Friday Jesus dies, yes. Saturday it's a day for like I don't know, not eating, so everybody's
you're
just
fast.
Like yeah, kind of, so everybody is kind of, I don't know, moaning Jesus and all of that.
Okay.
And then on Sunday he's reborn, and so we have a big celebration.
So you moan him on,
yeah, we moan him. We go to the church and pray.
But like on Saturday, because
like on Friday, Friday night
Friday.
He dies.
Yeah,
and then we moan him all night and the day after that. Okay. So it's Saturday.
Okay.
And then on Sunday we have the huge celebrations.
Okay. That is a thing that is very strange mm-hmm. about Sweden, because we always have the big celebration on the actual day and not the day after. Like we have the Christmas Eve, Easter Eve.
Yeah.
Like the Saturday. That's the big day in Sweden.
Okay, so you have a celebration on Saturday.
Yeah, that's like our happy day.
Guys, you shouldn't really. Oh my god, no. Because all the Saturday is like a moaning moment.
Yeah, and then when we are like dressing up as bunnies and go out for a
morning moment, yes.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay. that's great to know. That's very great to know. And what happens is like the main celebration initially that goes on apart from the Vatican Mass on Sunday, which is held by the Pope, and the place gets crazy packed. In Florence, something amazing happens, which is scoppio del carro, which is an explosion of carts. So it's like fireworks.
Of a cart.
Yeah, okay. Yes. And so a wagon is dragged through Florence by white oxen until it reaches the basilica, the main church.
Basilica,
yes, not basilico. It's basilica. and then it like lets all this fireworks just like start as a celebration. Yeah,
that's so cool.
But now we get onto the main part, guys.
Okay.
Pasquetta. Okay.
OG.
This is highly celebrated in the south.
Have you like written this down? Why are you so much better at summarizing something than me? I
have written this down, in fact.
I was supposed to do this good. Now I'm feeling so annoyed. Okay.
Yes, but so Pasquetta is called in English, even though I really don't like it. It's called in English Little Easter. So it's the day after Sunday, so mm-hmm. Monday.
It should be called Big Easter, right?
Because it's the bigger event for us. And that's when the food level in Italy just rises amounts and amounts. Like, it's tons of food and whatever. So this is where families and friends like are all doing together. Mm-hmm. And it's usually like held, like, I don't know, if somebody has a house outside of the city.
Yeah.
That's usually where we celebrate it. Now, there is a long story
like in a cabin in the woods-ish.
Kind of, yes.
Cabin in the fields.
Cabin in the fields, yes. Yeah. Like, I live in the countryside, so that's where usually we celebrate. Now, as St. Patrick's has a tradition that it always rains on St. Patrick, it always rains on Little Easter as well. Pasquetta, always. So that's why we're a little bit pissed off every Pasquetta. But then we make up for it, so... What is the main thing for us in the south is meat. We grill all sorts of meat. Like, we like spend literally the whole day drinking wine, grilling meat, eating cheese, and just like staying under the sun, because eventually the sun always comes out. So it's super nice, and it's very important for us. Like, it's a big, big thing. That's actually what I miss the most of Italy, because I remember every single one of them since I was very young. So it's very, very sweet. But the main thing that we eat during Pasquetta is colomba. Have you ever? It's like similar to panettone.
Okay.
Similar.
That cake that I failed to get.
But it's a dove shaped candy, so kind of like the bird, the dove.
Okay.
And it's with candied orange peel and almond sugar glazed. Okay. And chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very, very good. So if you're in Italy, please eat a little bit of colomba, because that's the main thing. And please celebrate Pasquetta. If you are in another country, but you have a lot of Italian friends, try and organize Pasquetta.
Organize it.
But I have no Italian friends here. Ines doesn't celebrate Pasquetta.
Okay.
Because she is Muslim, so...
But can't you organize a Pasquetta? Okay, I'm just
I wish I could. I want to do like a big Monday.
Imagine.
I know. And we could all grill meat
and lay under the rain.
Wow, we can get soaked, guys. Yeah, and that will be combining two traditions. Mm. So we get soaked and we're very lucky in love next year.
Yes. True. Yes, we're going to go for a cold dip, but a cold April dip.
Cold April dip. Mm? It's not that cold, I'd say.
No, so a warm April dip.
A warm April drip. Whatever.
Yeah.
So that was Italy, guys.
My God, that was... Wow. And even
thank you.
That was very, very.
She's blown away, guys.
Yeah, I am, really.
Okay, but after this very long drag that I've been bringing to the podcast.
No, but it was nice. It was so nice. It was
okay.
Very, very good, very consistent, very
informative.
Yeah, formative, yes.
Okay.
I just have to correct myself even. I mean, I didn't have much facts. And it took so much time for me to get them out there. And I even said things wrong. I just have to say one thing. Because 7,000 kilos of good candy isn't really that much on
7,000.
So it was 7,000 tons of candy.
How much is tons?
It's 1,000 kilos. So it's 7,000... 7 million. 7 million kilos of candy.
7 million kilos?
7 million during Easter.
Oh my God.
And... Oh. Also, the alcohol consumption goes up about 40% compared to a normal week. So,
guys, you get drunk.
And apart from that, we drink 12 million liters of that drink that we have as well. It's kind of a Coke-ish thingy that we have on Christmas. But we just change the...
Recipe?
No, we changed the... not the recipe. It's the same thing. We just changed the branding. What do you call it? Like the...
The color? The...
No, the patch on it. You see, this is how bad I'm explaining
things. Okay, the sticker kind of...
Yes,
okay.
We changed the sticker on the...
On the bottles.
Yeah, and then we call it Easter instead of Christmas.
Wow, though, you're very original. Like, if you can't finish it on Christmas, you finish it on Easter.
Yes, people seriously, like, buy when it's cheaper after Christmas. They buy it, store it, and then they just, like, cross out Christmas, and then it's, like, Easter. Yeah.
Well, guys, well, that's how, like, recycling and reusing works.
Yeah.
Like, Swedish, like, we have to learn from Swedish.
Yeah, we have to, that, and then you can learn to celebrate big and good and actually being able to summarize and talk.
Yeah.
Go to Italy.
But actually, you said 7 million, and I was telling you before that I found out, like, I love numbers, you know, and I found out that in Britain, on Easter Day, actually, on Easter week, I think, on Easter Sunday, between 80 and 90 million. Not 8, not 9, 80 and 90 million chocolate eggs are eaten each year.
Crazy.
On Easter, just on the Sunday.
And just eggs, like, that's...
And just chocolate. Guys, please brush your teeth very well on Sunday evening because...
You have to go to Britain. You really have to go there. You love chocolate. Like...
I know, I should.
Yeah, but you should, like, bring up. It wouldn't be 80. It would be, like, 90.
I wanted to go to 91 million. And my million, I want it there. I want it there. Then I'm going to be, like, in the hospital for weeks. Just like, trying to pull all the chocolate out. That's okay, guys. That's fine.
But, oh, my God, yeah. Okay. Aren't you going to miss Easter when you're here? I mean...
Oh, yeah, I miss Easter.
Yeah, last year
we
weren't... home either.
I wasn't home, no.
No, yeah. Yeah, we were in the library.
We were in the... That's a flop.
Yeah.
That's a flop.
You kind of miss home more during holidays because there's, like, things that you should do.
Like, there's traditions that you actually want to stick to, you know? But next Easter, we're going to be home.
Oh,
or no, you're not, maybe.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay. Oh, I'm so happy, guys.
You should come. No, you're not gonna come during Easter when you actually
I'm
home.
Gonna come later if you want or earlier than that.
Yeah, you can,
But I'm gonna have my Pasquetta next year, guys. And it's gonna be the biggest after 2 years of not celebrating.
It would be, bigger than biggest.
And you're gonna
it's
be
not gonna
the
be
best...
little Monday, it's gonna be big.
Biggest Monday.
Yeah.
But you're gonna be the best witch.
Yeah. And I'm gonna actually make a scat map, or as you say, a... treasure map for my eggs.
Absolutely.
Time.
Okay.
Yes.
But we're going to travel around the world after this.
Yeah.
And very shortly.
Maybe we should travel to one destination first, like doing the bucket listing, and then all the time that's left, we're going to, like, add in the whole world.
Okay. Exactly. Okay, so make sure to stay tuned because we're going to play the bucket listing with Julian afterwards.
I mean, this is... I'm so excited for this one because this is, like, the 10th. This is the anniversary and this is going to be good. I'm just like... Yeah,
oh,
not even you. You have no idea where we're going.
No idea.
I haven't given any clue.
Any clues. So, I'm excited.
Stay tuned.
Okay. So.
So,
little announcement time. since we want you to stay tuned forever,
yeah,
we're going to take the spinning around the world game on Easter in the happy hour.
Yes.
Because that's going to be like 1,000 pine points. So please tune in for the happy hour if you want to know how every country in the world celebrates.
Yes. Oh, God. I'm going to tune in. At least.
But you're going to play the game with me. So I'm going to ask you a number and you're going to... And I'm going to tell you the country.
Ah, that's interesting. Yeah. I love it.
So that's more fun, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
And if we could actually have stayed to the plan and had like a call-in show, we could have had people calling in. But since we're not live anymore, we can't have
a
call-in show.
It's like people are calling in from the website.
Exactly.
That I took this information from. Thank you, website. Thank you. That was actually called Women's Day, so...
Oh.
Thank you, women. Okay, so it's time for...
Bucket listing!
Okay. I'm excited to listen.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going on. Okay, let's hear.
Okay, let's play it.
You've arrived at your destination.
Bucket listing with Jolene.
Yeah, and since it's Dulce Far Niente, whatever you call it, Dulce Al Last, save the best to last, we are actually heading this week to Italy, and she had no idea.
Really?
Yes!
Is it me?
Yeah, I was like nervous to say this.
Am I being interviewed for this?
Yes, you are being
interviewed. Oh my god, on the spot! Guys, I wasn't prepared for this, so if I'm gonna make mistakes... Oh my god, it feels so blessed.
This is so nice because, I mean, you normally always have so much prepared.
I feel like I have an heart attack right now. Oh my god. I'm on bucket listing with Jolene after 28 episodes, guys.
Yes, but this is the best last. I mean, and last week you were talking.
Dulcis in fundo, guys. I always told you. I always told
you. I really tried to reckon it now because I was like, I want to try to say this expression that you always say. And now you said it like 10 minutes ago and I fucked it up. I tried to Google it and I didn't find it.
Oh my God.
Okay. So now we're heading to Italy, to the heel of Italy. And, you know, last week when you were talking about everything that you did up in Connemara, I was like, shut up, because I'm going to have it next week.
Oh my god,
I was so uninterested in that episode. So don't listen to that and judge me for being an uninterested person within other people.
I am so blown away.
So.
Honestly, I'm honored.
So, Chiara, okay. I'm here with GKR in the studio.
I wonder who she is.
Ah, yeah. Mm.
Okay.
I'm going to tag her afterwards so you can see.
Okay.
Yeah, so, if you would take somebody like me to Italy, what would you do?
Okay, in the south, you mean where I'm from. Okay. Okay, first of all, I know already, so thank you for not putting me completely on the spot.
You are from?
From the very south. Mm-hmm. It's called Lecce. Mm-hmm. And I live in a little, like, little town just outside Lecce, which is called L'Equile, for all of you wondering. Mm-hmm. And I have already done a tour of my hometown and the places around my town to an Irish girl. So I already know what to show people. First of all, I would bring them to Lecce. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing because it's a Baroque city. So it's all built around this huge kind of, I don't know, constructions and buildings. And they're all made with this kind of, how do you say it? Lecce stone, which is, it's kind of like very powdery kind of stone.
Is that like the color of all the houses? They're like sandy.
Yes. Sandy, exactly. Yeah. That's what it is. It's very easy to work with, but very like it erases real fast, so that you'll see like when it's very new and when it's very old, you'll see the difference.
So you still use the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, we still use it both outside, like for the outside of the buildings, and both inside for the roofs and the ceilings of of the houses. So that's absolutely cool. And the whole city is like that. Yeah. Like, it's all white. It's all like the sandy color. And it's very joyful in the summer, I'd say. Because it's better in the sun, like in the very early morning when...
It's better in the sun, of course you would say. Chiara, in the sun!
yeah, but I mean, I prefer it in the morning than not in the night.
Oh, yeah.
So that's very cool, and it's definitely something to watch. And you can go there and just explore. It's very historic, so full of art and art things and explanation to give. And then I would take them to the beach, of course. Of course. There are many that I would take them to, but two are some of my favorites. Okay, so if you want to go a little bit more, I don't know, playing it safe, I'd say. So it's just a sand beach. Mm-hmm. We will go to Gallipoli, mm-hmm. which is super cool because it's where I was practically like born. After a month that I was born, I was already there,
aww.
Like going around in the sand. So it's very like a very good memory for me, but it's also amazing. Like the water there is just...
Yeah, you sent me like the pictures that you had from, oh my god, yeah. It's like so clear. People it's say the Norwegian water are clear, but like that one.
No, that's very clear and very refreshing. And when it's a little bit windy, the waves get a little high. So mm-hmm. it's very cool. And then the other one for the more adventurous, like you, I would take you to Porto Selvaggio, which is like kind of in a pine tree forest.
Oh, that's yes. cool.
And then you arrive to this kind of beach that's all made of stone. So mm-hmm. you have to find your way and you have to find your right position to stand.
Maybe it's not just for the adventurers, but actually somebody who have a guide like you.
Yeah.
There's somebody
yeah.
local, like to yeah. know the place.
Yeah, you'd have to know the place very well. Even like the routes that you can yeah. take to go down. And then you arrive to this beautiful, uncontaminated like nature. And the water there is even better. I mean, I'm not kidding. So it's so lovely. What else would I take you to? Oh, if you want a little bit of nightlife, I would take you both to Lecce in the night mm-hmm. or else to in the summer to Castro and Otranto, which are the ones where the main disco is in Castro. And you, and it's a tradition to get the sun, to see the sunrise. And so you spend the whole night at the disco and then you watch the sunrise
oh
from the
God.
Water. Which is
gee,
so cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
But like, are they, is it far away from Lecce?
It's, I'd say 40 minutes away from mm-hmm. Lecce, but you get there very easily. Mm-hmm. And even the road that takes up to there, if you take the one along the water, it's so pretty. Mm-hmm. And that's at a very high point, especially the disco that I'm talking about. It's a very high point, so you get to see
all
the water around you.
That's so cool.
So it's very cool. And then what else? Oh, and if you'd like to see, Otranto is amazing for, I don't know, it's very full of young people, young locals, and those like nice little spots to have a drink, like even like to watch the sunset, maybe to get an Aperol Spritz.
Yeah, like I was like, when is she gonna come to the Aperol Spritz?
Yeah.
I heard so much about it.
That's the nicest place to get one, definitely. And the history in Otranto is amazing as well, because there's a huge castle, and usually it is a tradition in Italy that in that castle, each summer they put a new art showing.
Mm.
From very famous artists. Like mm-hmm. last year or 2 years ago, it was Banksy.
Oh.
So we went to watch that.
Cool.
And that's very cool.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw pictures on Instagram.
It's very, very cool. Yeah. So you can have both the artsy kind of side and the food-wise. Oh, amazing.
I was like, I'm not even going to ask her to start talking about Italian food, but damn, we were sitting here all
every
night.
Place I'm telling you is just as lovely food.
Yeah.
You're never going to find bad food wherever you go. And then what else? If you want to see the typical little towns, I will tell you to go to Galatina.
So Lecce isn't little.
No,
okay.
Isn't little at all. Like, it may seem little. It's kind of Galway
okay,
kind of
okay.
measure. But, like, if you want to see the little ones that have, like, literally, like, a supermarket,
oh.
I don't know, a barber shop, and, I don't know, a market.
Yeah.
That's it.
So
Italian. That's all we have. Yeah.
Where is that then?
You can find that, well, everywhere, really. But my favorite ones are Galatina, mm-hmm. which is, like, 15 minutes away from where I live, so
okay.
not that far at all. And Specchia is amazing. I still want to get a house there when I grow old, because it's very close to Castro, Otranto, and that amazing sea.
Yeah.
But it's more in the countryside.
That's like the dream, to have some little place close
yeah.
to something bigger.
Yeah. yeah, because you can have your own life, and there, I swear, the people are as nice as Galway people.
Oh, yeah.
It's that's like so a nice. Whole new world, and that's so lovely. So, yeah, there's tons and tons to talk about, but we don't have time.
No.
No.
We're actually very running out of time. But we are going to have a longer chat after this, and you're going to send me photos and add in the text for the actual post.
Well,
so, if you want to have more information, check out our Instagram.
This is our bucket listing works, guys.
Yay! And also, this is just half of it. So, what are you going to miss most about Ireland when you're going to be away from here a year?
This is very melancholic, because I was just on the bus today and I was thinking, I'm going to to miss the city so much because I didn't get to explore around Ireland as much as you, but I was able to find some amazing spots, like where one of my friends lives in Limerick, in the countryside of Limerick. I think that's Milestone Bridge or something like that. That's the name that of the little town. And it's literally like one house every 10 minutes. And it's
that's a friend who came to Ireland. No, to Italy.
Yeah.
And then you went,
huh. Yeah, yeah. And it's all fields.
It's so lovely.
Oh my God, it's so amazing. And then, of course, I have a special place in my heart for the cliffs.
Yeah.
Because I collected so many amazing memories there. So I recommend you to go.
Yeah.
And actually, I was hearing that you could do like a tour of the Inishmore Islands.
Oh.
Like, and so see the cliffs of Moher before
from
the
boat. Yeah.
And then they can leave you like at the very bottom of the cliffs and you can walk up to the cliffs and so see them from above as well.
That's so cool.
So that's very cool. You should do that. And what else? Connemara.
Yeah, you're right. No, now we're actually, I'm now actually going to be enthusiastic about hearing that. Yes.
Connemara is amazing, and I went there both times with the car, so that's the way to go. And you just take your time with it. There's even like some nice spots to have picnics. So if you don't want to go all the way through without ever stopping, just like stop at some point and bring like a cool basket with you and just have like a fun time. The weather is getting so much nicer now, so you can definitely do that. And then you take your time and you walk up to it and you pass by the Kylemore Abbey.
Oh, you mean the Diamond Hill?
No, you arrive to Diamond Hill.
Oh yeah, okay.
But before arriving, like to the national park, where you like climb up the hill, you can see Kylemore Abbey, and that's amazing. Even just looking from outside is just amazing, and you can have a nice lunch there. It's very very nice, and then you go up to Diamond Hill, and from there, like guys, the view is spectacular. You're really able to see everything around you because you're very up high. And if you're lucky and the day is clear and you have just some clouds, you're gonna be above the clouds, which is like something so amazing. So definitely recommend that. I wouldn't recommend Dublin as much, but I would recommend.
You're not the first one in this segment who says that. Yeah. Just skip Dublin, okay?
No, I wouldn't recommend it as much, but it's definitely something that you have to see. Like the main things, like I don't know. The Temple Bar and the main pubs around, but just like go with a good amount of friends, and if you want to go to an event there, I recommend.
Yeah, there's many events going on,
Yeah, so I definitely recommend, but that's it. That's it. Oh, and Oramore, guys.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, you'll have to go to Oramore. It's a very lovely little town, I'd say, and it's mostly families, so it's very chill, and if you want to take a walk from... Actually, the outside of Galway, close to the G Hotel, you can start walking from there if it's a nice day, and you can arrive up to Oramore, and it's a very nice walk. Yeah, it takes a lot, like an hour or so.
Okay,
but that's very nice.
Yeah, that's a nice one. What did you say the name of that one?
It's like it's the walk that starts from outside the G Hotel.
Okay,
so you walk up from there, and there's a like a road path that takes you. A lot there.
Interesting.
And, yeah, and he follows along the coast, so it's very cool.
That's so cool. I'm so happy. Thank you so much for all the suggestions.
Thank you. I know. I was so shocked, guys.
Yes. So that's a bucket listing. Oh my God, we ran so much over time.
So guys, I was...
Whatever.
This bucket listing was so good, I gotta say. If I have to comment on it, who was that girl? I mean, she is amazing.
I mean, that's the best one so far.
Yeah.
I have to interview her more. Maybe we should have her like as a guest all the time the studio. Maybe like a co-host.
As a fixed guest. Yeah. As a fixed segment, yes.
Oh, well, you are... it's already... What?
This is a metaverse, guys.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
but we have more things coming up in this podcast.
Yeah.
Just a few, like, the weekly segments. So we're just going to take a little short break and then we'll be back, okay? Yeah.
Hello.
So, okay. After we have a good hour.
Guys, I'm still shocked that I was in the bucket listing. Wow. I was like, for a moment when she said, so this time we're going to Italy. And I was like, it took me 2 minutes to actually figure out that that was me.
Yeah.
I was like, Italy, who, when, why is it not me? And then I was like, oh yeah, it's me.
Yeah, I interview a random person on campus talking about Italy.
You're never going to find an Italian as good as me.
No, apparently I don't have any Italian friends because I won't be celebrating Pasquetta.
Pasquetta, exactly. Yeah, so, oh, that's a, we should find an Italian community.
Yeah.
To celebrate Pasquetta with.
Isn't there any, no, there isn't any Italian.
Society. There is an Italian society, but they're actually like the ones that study Italian, not the ones that are Italian.
Okay.
So, shame well, on you.
Well.
We're okay. A rare gem. Okay.
We have some things left. Quote of the day.
Quote of the day. We found one that was so funny.
Yes.
No, it's, we don't know who it's from, but it's, so Easter is the only time of the year when it is safe to pull all your eggs in one basket.
And this is supposed to be,
do we have to explain it?
No. Why doesn't this play? And I can't find it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Is the computer up?
No, it is. Yeah. Okay, so the quote of the day was,
Easter is the only time of year when it is safe to pull all your eggs in one basket.
And
yay! Doesn't need any explaining.
I don't think so.
No. We move on.
Google if you don't like tea. Google's there for a reason. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And what else?
So we have song of the day, and we were actually debating about this before because we have the song both in Swedish, it was Sweden and in Italy.
Yeah.
But apparently, it's called ear. Like in English, it's called the Birdie Song.
Yeah.
So you're definitely going to know it. Yeah. Definitely. And it's by Black Lace. So this is Song of the Day.
This is Song of the Day. And this is going to be the introducing song to of the happy hour.
Yes. So we're going to all dance to it.
And yeah, exactly. There's a specific even dance to this song.
Yeah.
So but when you hear it, you know how to dance. Okay.
Yeah.
So the Song of the Day was the Birdie Song.
Birdie Song. Yeah.
Yay.
There you go. Okay. Is there any shocking fact?
I mean,
I'd say that the shocking fact was that I actually got to do bucket listing, guys. I was so shocked. Literally, I think that my heart skipped not one beat, but like maybe five or six. I was like,
what is gonna happen? I was like anticipating this, and I was like, this is already such a long episode, and now I'm going to go on to bucket listing with Chiara, and it's going to be.
And it's an Italian talking about Italy, talking about Ireland.
Yeah.
It's going to take 5 hours to finish the show, so.
But that was a shocking fact of the day, guys.
Yeah, that was a shocking fact. That's how I felt, actually. I was like,
Yeah, and actually, Janice came into the room and was just like, oh my God.
Is this really happening, you guys? Everybody, join into the studio. She's having bucket listing, yeah. So this is what it was. And I think we got to the end of this Easter special. Well, we're going to continue talking about Easter because we can just not get enough of it.
No.
But thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
Sorry
this week.
For bragging for so long. Sorry.
But we have so much to talk about.
I mean, it's just like, you know,
yeah,
when things happen, you're just there to talk about it. So.
Yeah.
Okay, but thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. And I guess this is it.
Yeah, we'll have other 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
And we were actually pretty good at not mentioning it until now, so not being sad at all about it.
No, like melancholic melody, no.
It's not time to be sad yet.
No, not yet. Save the sadness, guys.
Save the sadness. It's a time to be joyful. Actually, it's time to be joyful because Jesus hasn't died yet.
No, Jesus hasn't. So, still alive, guys.
But yeah,
Saturday is for sadness.
Saturday's
sadness.
Yeah.
Yay. When am I gonna be, you know, when somebody listens to the radio like, wow, her voice? I don't even know what they call it.
When are you gonna be discovered?
Discovered? I don't even know how to say discovered. That's how little discovered I'm gonna be.
Well, it's in your voice. It's in your voice.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Anyways.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter, and have a lovely time, and tune in for the happy hour, guys.
Yes.
Please do.
And have a lovely Easter and a nice life.